What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show live at Eagles Training Camp from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. You're joining us right now in our RV is Eagles defensive lineman Moro Jomo. Moro, how you doing, man?
Moro.
Doing good. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Moro, when Mitt Williams left, I'm curious, how did your preparation for the upcoming season change, knowing that you were going to be the guy to step in for him?
I think that I went about it the same way. I try to improve every single season and take advantage of opportunities in life and give it my best shot. So that's kind of the way I went about it, just put my best foot forward and keep working.
Does it feel different for you? I know as for us as fans, for me, it feels different hearing about you, watching you out there now in the last couple of years. Right? You're a seventh-round pick. You come in here, and it's one of the things where you hear your name in camp, and you're doing well. And then last year, you played a little bit more, and we got to know you more. But now there's an expectation, at least from us, that you're going to play more this year. Does it feel different for you on the practice field this summer compared to the last few?
I think the only difference is the amount of reps, but my mentality is the same. I've always been hungry, and I've always wanted more for myself as a player and improve every day, every year, right? So it doesn't feel different from that perspective, but, I mean, I love the competition, and we've got the greatest offensive line in the NFL, so that's been great to go versus every day.
So tell me about that a little bit. What is it like to go against those guys every day trying to improve your pass rush and everything? What is that like for you?
It's everything. Competitors enjoy competing, and when you've got all pros, pro bowlers, guys that you can bounce ideas off of, guys you can work things with, guys that you can just compete, it's the makings of a great team.
I'm curious about that because you're not the first person that I heard say that. I think it was who we talked to, was it Jalix we talked about?
Jalix, yep.
And he was telling us about how he asked different questions about why you set this way and things like that. So when you guys do your one-on-ones and you go watch the film, is that a normal thing to go and ask the offensive lineman why did he do certain things when you're in your pass rush and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do, right? When you're going versus guys like Lane Johnson, Jordan Mulata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, right? Those guys have established themselves in the league and they know what works and what doesn't. You know, they know what is harder to go against and what is not, right? So You know, just a tip here, a tip there can really elevate your game.
What's it like playing for Vic Fangio? What is he like when it's just you guys? Because we've heard some stories that we hear it when he speaks to the media. He seems very honest. Like he's pretty forthcoming. Yeah. Is he like that with you guys? To tell us about Vic, what's he like as a coach?
I think Vic is amazing, and his ability to connect to us has been amazing. And I think that we all have an understanding in the room that we have a job to get done and do it at a high level, and he demands that of us. And, you know, we've been able to rally around it, and he's a guy you want to play for.
So this is one of the youngest defense in the league. It was pretty young last year, but you've gotten even younger this offseason. What is it like for you? It feels like there's a chance, and, you know, the NFL changes fast, but that you guys could grow together, that last year could just be the start of that. Is it exciting to know the guy lining up next to you, the guy behind you, the guy on the outside, you guys could be together for a while here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think that we've had the ability to just connect, and I think that this defense takes pride in kind of being young and maybe kind of not being known a ton, and we just, it's almost a weight on our shoulder, and we kind of, we carry it.
What is it like playing next to a guy like Jalen Carter, man?
I mean, it's everything. Jalen, the respect he just deserves and he gets, and then also just learning from him. I think that Jalen Carter is one of the smartest players I've ever been around, from an instinctual type, from knowledge, from the little things of the top of the rush, knowing where to put his body, the lean, you know, finishing a lot of plays that a lot of guys don't. Jalen's talent in football is incredible.
Mauro Ojomo with us here, Eagles defensive lineman. So tell us about your story and kind of how you got here. Because there's certain players like Jalix Hunt, for example. He played safety, right? And then he's kind of moved up and become an edge. Were you, from the time you got to Texas, an interior defensive lineman? Did you kind of grow into that? How did you get to this point now where it feels like you're one of the better interior pass rushers in the league? Is that something that you grew into, or you kind of had that natural thing when you started playing football and then got to Texas?
Yeah, I think when I got to Texas, they moved me around a lot. I'm kind of a tweener build, you know, a guy that's heavy for defensive end but a little light for interior. And when I was at Texas, I played defensive end. I played head-up nose. I played three technique. I kind of did it all. And being at Philly, we know with the incredible staff and everyone that we've got, I've been able to just learn and improve in my craft. And everything I do is because of the people around me.
Take us back to last year, the Super Bowl. You guys put an incredible performance out there against the Chiefs. And every player we've talked to, there's sense I've gotten is you guys kind of felt you had the right plan going in. You felt very confident going in. Was there a moment early in that game, late in that game, like, was there a moment you felt like it's working? Everything Vic said, it's happening. Because that's what it felt like for us watching it, where you guys just, and then very few teams do that to the Chiefs, but you guys seemed to know what was coming as it came, and you made a lot of big plays. How did it all come together, and when did you know Vic's plan was really spot on?
Yeah, I think the preparation of this team, outside of the talent and just the culture, is one of the things that set us apart. Our coaches present us every possible thing that we can see on the football field, and you know, when we get there, we can play fast and free, and I think that's what you saw.
What's it like playing in the city of Philadelphia? So you played in Texas. You played in front of, you know, that, and that's a rabid fan base in Texas for the Longhorns. And now you're here in Philadelphia. You've gotten a chance to play in front of two of the biggest fan bases in the football world. What's it like playing in Philadelphia for you?
Yeah, I mean, one, shout out to the Philadelphia fans. I think us as a team appreciate your energy, and we appreciate everything that you guys do for us. Secondly, it's been amazing. You know, nobody wants to play on a field and not have the fans behind them. Nobody wants that, right? So we've got a tough fan base and a fan base that wants to see the best out of us, wants to see us represent their city, right? You know, wear that logo with some pride, and I think that's amazing.
You know, every defensive player that sat here, I asked them a question. I'm asking you the same thing. What is the number that you have in your head for your sack total this year?
I don't like to set limiting goals in my life, right? So I go give you an answer, but I think that we all want to eat, we all want to get better, and we want to attack it. You know what I'm saying? We've got a great opportunity ahead of us, and that's the plan.
The plan is to start this thing 1 month from today, right? On September 4th against the Cowboys. So where are you guys, like, in mentally in terms of this defense and putting it all in? I know it's probably ahead of where you were a year ago, right? Because Vic was new. This is the second year with Vic. But a month until the opener, a few days before the first preseason game, where do you guys feel you are in terms of getting up to speed, where you need to be for the regular season?
Yeah, first of all, shout out my defensive line coach, Coach Hurt. I think that he's done great work with us, and I think that going into our second year with him, he's been able to allow us to play faster, right? Now we see little things, right? In a certain formation last year, we might have got something 90% of the time. If he's telling us that, we can see that a lot quicker. And it just allows me, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, all those guys in this room, Thomas Booker, to play even faster, to be even more dominant, you know, and that's the goal.
These practices, from my perspective, we've been here a lot during camp, Mauro. They've been pretty long. I mean, longer than maybe when you first got here. I know last year they started to get a little longer, and then this year they feel like they're long again. What is that like for you in terms of recovery, rest, and do you like it? Do you like the long, and I'm not going to say grueling. Grueling was maybe more when Hugh played, but do you like the longer practices?
Yeah, I think that the idea is to never stay the same and evolve. And if the coach believes that the best plan is to practice that way, then that's what we're going to do, right? We're an organization top to bottom that we kind of listen to the top, and what they believe is best for us is what we follow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Mauro, we appreciate you hopping in here and being part of the show today. Good luck this season, and we're expecting to see a lot of you out there in the field, so good luck and have a great year.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes. Mauro Jomo, Eagles defensive lineman, who's going to be a big part of the rotation this year. We saw him come on at the end of last season. We appreciate him hopping in our RV here. Yeah, Hugh, it's a name that we talked about last year, especially down the stretch, but I feel like we're going to be saying Mauro's name a lot more as this season goes on.
Oh, no question about it, man. And like I said, you see when he cracked that smile when I asked him about that, how many sacks.
That's the one that gets all.
Yeah, because they don't want to tell anybody. And I get that, because I was similar to that. You don't want to tell anybody the number that you have in your head, because, like you said, it kind of limits you. But you have – everybody has a ceiling where they want to go, and, you know, you want to try to exceed that. But, yeah, that's what it is.
So the one thing that's interesting about him is, Hugh, I don't think he has one yet. I don't think in his first 2 years he has a sack. But if you look at – the stat pass rush win rate, right? Like how often?
He's very high.
He's super high. Like he's the one that beats his guy often, right? So the idea is that's eventually going to translate to sacks, right? He's beating his guy, and it's a matter of finishing, or you know, maybe someone else has gotten the sack on those particular plays. But Hugh, here's what's clear, stats or not, they're high on him because he's getting a lot of snaps of practice here. And look, they lost Milton Williams, and they didn't use a first-round, second, or third-round pick on a defensive tackle.
That's what I'm talking about, the farm system, if you will. You know, since we're talking about the guys that you've groomed and you've developed in a way where you can afford not to pay them, you know, and allow them to leave, because you have the guys that you've identified as your cornerstone players. So that's the beauty of what Howie's been able to do. Now, when you look at over the past few years, you know, outside of Zach Bond, you go out and you get the offensive players, the difference makers on that side of the ball. But the bread and butter are the guys that you have under contract and have control over for 3 or 4 years, and then, you know, if you have to, you move on from those guys.
Well, if Ojomo works out the way a lot of people think he could and hope, he could end up one of the biggest steals in the league. Hugh, he was a seventh-round pick.
Yeah.
Seventh-rounder. So he is making this year $1 million. So just, like, think about that for a second.
Starter in the NFL.
Milton Williams just got 25 a year, right? That's the going rate on the free agent market for a rising defensive tackle.
Yeah.
And I think Ojomo's a similar kind of player, and I don't know if he's yet where Milton just was, but he could get there. That's a steal. I mean,
yeah.
if he can play for them and provide a lot this year, that allows you to have two $30 million year wide receivers and a tight end and all
now
that stuff.
Now you see the vision. Now you see the vision.
I've always seen the vision.
No, I'm just saying that.
But they need to play well on defense.
And that's what it is, because they do a tremendous job of next man up mentality, especially at that position. How many D tackles have we lost over the last 4 or 5 years since I've been here?
A good amount. But they also throw big resources into it.
They do first round pick on
Carter, first round pick on Davis.
But even with that, Joe, they're still under control. You know, like, you know, you talk about the money that they're making in their rookie deal is nothing compared to what they could potentially make in the free agent market.
No, I mean, in this case, it's like 20 times less when it comes to Ojomo. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Talking Phil's after the weekend, which was a good one. 2 out of 3 over the Tigers. And I know a lot of people out there feel better than they did, you know, when we left here on Friday after the trade deadline. I feel the same. Look, Duran's going to be awesome. He is one of the best players in baseball, but that offense still gives me a lot of pause. They had to scratch runs together just to win the 2 out of 3, and last night, when I saw Bryce Harper intentionally walked in the 6th inning, I was like, oh boy, that's October. They're not going to pitch to that guy. Let's go to Tracy in Philly talking about the Parsons trade stuff. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Tracy, what's up?
I'm good. Hey, man, listen. I'd rather get rid of him than have to go through all this turmoil. You know, because, I mean, if he do this to us, he'd do it to any other team.
So you're a Cowboys fan. You're a Cowboys fan. You want him out.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Tracy. Before you jump all over, Micah, how what did he do?
What I'm saying is, you keep everything in-house until you talk about it, get it over with. You don't bring all your business out. Your parents always tell you, you never bring your business out until you get what you want. You know, bringing that out there ain't gonna get what you want.
But what about what
like that? These young kids, they want all the money in the world and don't live up to the potential.
But what?
He's lived up to his potential.
But what about
though?
What Jerry did? What about how Jerry handled this?
He handled it wrong too, both of them.
So, but you're mad at Micah for no, making
I'm
it.
I'm mad at them not being, you know, in house, keeping in house, talk about it amongst each other.
Okay,
I'm mad at them both.
But it started with Jerry, though.
This is so great.
It don't matter. You keep it, and he didn't come out and say anything out publicly. And you need to keep it in-house.
He called him Michael.
Michael Parsons.
He called him Michael.
He called him Michael, right? Jerry isn't a grown man. He's an
Michael
adult.
Parsons.
That's like one of his kids.
Wait a minute. Hold up, dog. Did you just say he a grown man? He can call him Michael?
He can call him now.
Wait a minute. What's your name again?
Tracy.
Okay, Richard.
I watch you play all the
Okay,
night,
but
right?
no, okay, okay, Henry. You see what I'm saying? Henry? That's not your
I'm
name.
I'm fine with it.
No, you're not. Okay.
This is going to break your bone. Names would never hurt you.
That's true.
That's right, Tracy.
We learned that one at a young age. Tracy's reminding you.
Henry. His name is Henry now.
Come on, big guy.
I'm fine with it.
He's fine with it.
But his name is Henry.
I love how they're ripping each other apart. That's a Cowboys fan saying, just take our best player because he made me upset. It's awesome.
And he's okay with somebody calling somebody not their name. That is the most ridiculous thing that I've heard today.
Well, that was coping.
That's what that was, Kyle.
Help me. Yeah, I was wondering.
That was clear coping.
I'm okay with you calling me the name that's not mine. That's not how it works. Jerry started this. Yes, he did.
Yeah. And now Micah's taking it to a different level.
And now Micah came in. He was clearly disgruntled, but he said he's not gonna make it public. He's going to come in. He's going to participate. Jerry, one, I didn't even know Micah back was tight until Jerry said something.
Well, I don't. I think he's referring to Micah is showing up to camp and saying his back is tight so he doesn't get fined.
Yeah, but he's there.
I'm right. Yeah, but so he doesn't get
and
fined.
And then Micah, Jerry trying to throw him on the bus, and the most, the most disrespectful thing you could do,
Michael Parsons.
Thank you. In a contract negotiation, because it shows that there's a lack of respect for the player. Now, there's a lot of men out there, because that's who I'm talking to, the men now, that cope with things when people say stuff like that, but it is what it is. It's disrespectful. If you're gonna disrespect me, at least say my name correctly. You know that. Don't condone violence. But that usually gets you punched in the face.
Well, I wouldn't suggest Mike could do that.
No, don't do that, because you'd really be done. Yeah. But still, and he old, and he might die. But still, you don't disrespect nobody.
Terrence in Springfield, what's up, Terrence?
Hujo Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Now here I talk about the Micah Parsons situation, man. I feel like this guy has a lot of potential, but to me, I wouldn't want him over here, Joe. I feel like Kyle said, he'll bring over this loser mentality. This guy's all about podcasts. He's a great end, but I feel like in the biggest game, when he goes up against the elite pass blockers, sometimes this guy don't reach his full potential. He gets shut down. We see that with Lane Johnson, and I feel like he needs to go to a team where there's not a lot of pressure on him. Because right now in Dallas, he's the only elite pass rusher they've got. I feel like Lawrence is on the decline. He's a little older, so I feel like there's a lot of pressure on Micah. He needs to go to a team that has another. Like another good end or another good DE, so that he can get less pressure off.
Or come here like with Jalen Carter, and they'll dominate the NFL together.
See, Joe, he's too much of a podcaster to me. He's too much of a little kid mindset. I feel like he might need to go to a team where he needs to grow up a little bit.
Maybe. I'm glad you said that, because players grow up sometimes. I mean, I think we forget that they're not. They don't all. Yeah, they don't all come in the league very mature. I mean, Jalen Hurts is right. An outlier, right? Saquon seemed like an outlier. Those guys, very mature. Now, they don't all do that.
Yeah. And I feel like he secretly wants to be an Eagle. I heard him say that if he goes anywhere, he will want to go to Pittsburgh. He's a liar. And this guy, I feel like Micah, to me, he's a joke. I wouldn't want him here. And I feel like if he – I wouldn't put the barn up to get this guy. And – I want to touch on the Phillies real quick, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because
go for it.
This guy, Duran, is magnificent. But I was telling Kyle, these guys are winning games by the skin of their chinny chin chin right now, by skinning their teeth, whatever you want to call it. But these guys cannot go into the playoffs doing that. Because there's a chance that you might not even get to see Duran and that entrance that he comes in, man, the Undertaker dome. That thing is magnificent. But this guy... Teams are going to try to attack the Phillies and go for their weak spot. They know their basket cold. We saw the other night with Bryce Harper get a 10-minute walk. They're going to bring that philosophy in the playoffs. And if the Phillies don't watch out, I feel like that the trade deadline, not getting a Kwan or somebody to come back to haunt us, man, I really feel like that. Because it comes time and time again. It always goes back to these guys' score runs. It always goes back to the bat time and time again. So this guy, to me, the last couple of games, it's been all Duran, if you ask me. He's been like the whole team. Like, these guys are getting enough runners to win a game, but he is shutting teams down and getting them out with, three pitches, nine pitches. This guy's magnificent. But if you don't get your stuff together, I must use the S word. If they don't get their stuff together, this could come back to haunt them, man, with these bats getting cold and putting Kepler – and these bums in the lineup.
Yeah, and bums is what it is. I mean, that some of those nights. I mean, it is bums. And Terrence, we persist on. No, is bums like too bums strong, for
no,
Max?
No, I just it's not that it's too strong. It's just like when you say it, it just kind of resonates.
Is Max Kepler a bum?
Professional baseball player.
He's a.
He's not that
say
good.
It.
He's a bum.
Say it, Douglas.
He's a professional baseball player. He's reached the pinnacle of his sport.
I mean, come on.
He might not be that good out there.
Yo, but he stinks.
Just say it.
He hasn't been good lately.
He's
lately
horrendous.
He's hitting 155 his 30 games.
His game and where he feels he should be is not in the same stratosphere.
He's cooked, man. I don't want to tell you. The guy is cooked. And the fact that he started two games this weekend after the trade deadline, it's an affront to all of us.
I just go back to a few weeks ago when he was talking about how his playing time and how he was feeling disrespected.
Yeah, I feel disrespected every time they put him in the lineup. That's what I can tell you. Well, look, this weekend was awesome, and it did feel different. There's an atmosphere in that building.
It was a playoff atmosphere, no question.
Even the game they lost was Wheeler against Skubal. So that had an atmosphere to it because you're watching two of the two best pitchers in baseball. It's those two and Skeens. I mean, they're the three best. And it did have a fun atmosphere to it. But ultimately, it comes back to, can they hit enough? And this weekend, they hit just enough to win two out of three. And I feel like they'll play a series like this again soon, and they'll probably hit just not enough to lose two out of three, and we'll kind of be back to square one.
Just enough to keep Max Kepler up?
Yes, which is unfortunate. I'm pulling up his numbers right now just to get a sense of what we're dealing with right now. Max Kepler heads into tonight. Just so we're all on the same page with someone that Hugh would not call a bum. Hitting 201 with a 294 on base percentage. 294. He's slugging 201 batting average. 294 OBP. 353 slugging. I mean, this is Rojas stuff.
You think you hit 201 right now?
You?
I'm asking you. You think you could hit 2? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just like, damn, that's low.
Yeah.
Like, but do you think on a good day we, you know,
me and you, or like a regular player?
Well, okay, all three of us collectively.
No.
You don't think we hit 201? I give us 190.
Stop.
You don't think so?
You're like adding our batting averages together?
Together.
There's no way.
Hugh, we wouldn't touch the ball. No.
Yeah, that probably seeing the ball would probably be an issue.
Imagine if you were in the box against Duran.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have saw that.
Saw it. You would have curled up in a ball. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Oh, we got a lot to get to. Your phone calls on the Phils. You feel better after the series. The Micah Parsons trade scenario. I would offer Nolan Smith and a one to get him. Hugh says no.
No.
Talking about sustainability. And nonsense.
I'm using all the grown-up words today.
Kyle just hates him. Doesn't want him here. I want him here. Would you make that trade? And the outfield with the Phillies. It was not Bader all three games. In fact, he only started one game. What is going on? What is the plan in the Phillies outfield? We'll let you hear something Ruben Amaro said about their pursuit of a certain outfield at the deadline. What are they doing with this outfield? We'll talk about it. Elliot will join us coming up as well. Midday show live from Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Do you get it, Kyle?
Welcome back, Midday
Hungry
Show.
Like the wolf.
That's right.
Duran Duran.
Live today from the NovaCare Complex. Signing for WIP's Champ Cam, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Is this going to be I think after every save from Duran, we got to. This
got to play Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, it's going to be part of the next show. Elliot's going to be in the RV, or maybe not. Well, he'll be with us. I'm not sure if he's.
He was shooting video. He was shooting content.
Well, I saw content, and I saw that the Elliot Shore Parks fans were lining up taking selfies.
Yeah, I saw him taking selfies.
That's right. He was. He's doing his thing. He will join us at 1 o'clock.
I like how he's reporting the stats now on Twitter as though like it's a game. Like he's doing touchdown in all caps. Interception, all caps. Like,
well, that makes it pop more.
Because he's leaning into the hate.
Well, also, many other reporters, not just locally but nationally, and now do the same thing. I mean, they've copied him. They've copied the idea of training camp stats. So he needs to make his pop more, and he obviously has found a way to do that. He'll join us at 1. His thoughts on practice today. Also, another mispractice for A.J. Brown. Apparently a hamstring issue popped up over the weekend. Hugh, they're really – one thing I've noticed so far with us, a lot of these – this is like our 7th time out here already.
Mm-hmm.
They are going – and as they should, but they're going very cautious with these injuries, right? If a guy has a hamstring, a tweaked back, like nothing serious, instead of it being one day, they're out for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, because they're in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Man, you talk about the schedule that we have in front of us, the daunting schedule.
Mm-hmm.
If you can keep guys as healthy as possible during these times – you have a better chance of keeping them healthy during the season.
Speaking of that schedule, I said it to Morrow when he was with us. 1 month from today, September 4th.
It won't be long now.
Is the first game of the season. We are 1 month away from Eagles football. We're actually a few days away from an Eagles preseason game Thursday night at Lincoln Financial Field. All right, back to your phone calls in a second here. Micah Parsons, would you trade Nolan Smith in a 1 to get him? I would do it. And this is nothing about Nolan. I love Nolan. I think he's going to be an awesome Eagle. I just think Parsons is a Hall of Fame kind of player, and if he's available, I'd make that offer. Hugh would not, and nor would Kyle. Where do you come down on the Parsons thing and the Phillies? Do you feel better or the same after watching this weekend with Duran Duran, as Hugh would call him, and Harrison Bader? All right, Hugh, I might feel over the moon if I got to watch Harrison Bader play all 3 games, start all 3 games, mm-hmm. be an everyday outfielder, but that's not apparently what we're doing here. So we trade for Harrison Bader last week, and then Hugh Topper goes out there on Friday and basically like, yeah, we're going to do a double platoon for the next 6 days.
See how that work out for
And us. We're going to do Bader against lefties and Marsh against righties. And we're going to do Max Kepler against righties, Weston Wilson against lefties. So we had to watch 2 games started by Max Kepler this weekend and 1 by Weston Wilson. What in the world is going on with their outfield plan? Because it feels to me like they don't have a plan, that they really – they got Bader, and they're adding him to the mix, but I don't sense a direction of what is this outfield down the stretch of the season.
Feels like maybe an audition to see who plays the best down the stretch.
Audition? Max Kepler's had 4 months.
We're workshopping this thing as we go, Joe. That's the best answer that I could come up with.
But we don't have to lie.
Under the circumstances. I think that's probably what it – I think there's the monetary, you know, some money.
Don't do it.
I'm just saying, I think his money's attached to it as well. You know, when you talk about the money that he was given, the fact that he cried about his playing time and everything.
How about a pink slip? How about DFA Max Kepler?
I know everybody's – yeah, that's the consensus.
Yeah, a consensus because he stinks. I don't know how to say this. He's had 4 months to hit. He didn't hit last year in Minnesota. Do you think Bader should play every day? They just traded for the guy. I think he should
I think
play.
We should. I mean, because there was a lot of people that were just upset that he's just a guy. So, yes, I do believe he should play every day.
All right, so that leaves us 1 spot, right? So Castellanos is going to play right. Bader will play left or center. You have 1 more spot. Now, if they want to platoon that spot, all right. Obviously, none of the options are great. And if you want to mix and match in that spot, I'm okay with it. But just the idea that Harrison Bader, and then for the next 6 days, Kyle, that's what struck me, that we've decided on this arbitrary after 4 months of these guys. You know what? Let's give it six more days and see what happens.
See what happens.
Yeah, if I have to see one more Max Kepler at bat, I'm going to lose my mind. And, like, the fact that I went to that game Saturday and Weston Wilson was out in left field, I don't understand it. That was my biggest problem with the trade deadline. Like, why did I come out of that with not having a real everyday outfielder? And I don't, like, the audition is over. Max Kepler had plenty of time to audition for that role. He lost it. He doesn't have it. He should be DFA'd, like, tomorrow.
So I do wonder, so Bohm was running this weekend. I saw him working out running the base. I do wonder when Bohm gets back and he's at third, I wonder if they're going to dump Kepler and left field's going to be Marsh and Otto Kemp. Like, that's the platoon in left, and then Bader just plays center, and they just dump Max Kepler. I mean, I wonder if that's what the six-day thing is. I'm not sure when Bohm is coming back, but if he's running, I'd imagine that means he had a rib injury, right? If he's running the bases, he's got to be feeling better, and maybe he's getting close.
Rib injury's not. It wasn't cracked, it just bruised.
It was, well, that's what they said to us. It was okay. Weird. It's been. But he got hurt right before the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. That was mid-July.
So, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Sound like that might be it. Just trying to get everybody healthy.
Yeah. If one report comes out, though, that Max Kepler's salary is part of this, Middleton and Dombrowski are going to have to hear about
it. That's my thought. And plus, you've kind of missed on these kind of guys the last couple seasons. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my thought.
The other idea, and then this has been brought up so many times, and it was brought up earlier on our show by a caller, is Justin Crawford. Why isn't he here? He continues to hit very well at AAA. Yeah,
his name's been bouncing around quite a bit.
Yeah, and the other day when Dombrowski spoke, he said, we think he could play here, but we're not bringing him up. So, again, if Bader plays every day, I'm good with that. He should play every day. If they eventually settle into a Marsh, who's hit better lately, and Kemp thing in left, I could live with that. I just can't do the Kepler thing anymore. All right, let's hear Ruben Amaro, who gave some context to a name that we threw out last week. Stephen Kwan. How badly did the Phillies try to get Stephen Kwan last week? Here's Ruben.
I will tell you this, and I went through it and obviously have gone through this process. It's very difficult to make trades. There's no question about it. And you didn't see a whole lot of outfield players get moved just because there wasn't the same number or level of players that were available. And so you had a ton of different teams running after sort of the same bats in baseball. And I will tell you that I've talked to a ton of people in the industry that that have alluded to me that the Phillies were so, so hard on Kwan and they just could not get it done.
Really?
I know for a fact that they pushed as hard as you possibly can get it done to try to get it done. They couldn't get it done. And I'm not surprised because Dave Dombrowski, you don't put your like 1 foot in with Duran. You when you make that move for Duran and you basically put a bunch of chips in, you want to go all the way in, and they certainly tried to do that. And sometimes you just can't get done. I mean, listen, it takes two to tango, sometimes three. You see some of those three-way trades, but at the end of the day, they couldn't get it done.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, it confirms what we thought, right? Like, if you're going to go all in or almost all in for Duran, why not just go add the missing bat, right? Then you make yourself that much better of a team down the stretch of the season. Now, here's what I don't know from that, Hugh, and I don't know if we'll ever find out. When Ruben says he heard they put their best foot forward, what does that mean? Because I will say this, if they offered Andrew Painter to Cleveland and Cleveland said no, then I will take Dombrowski off the hook, right? There's not much more you can do besides offering your best prospect. But, or does that mean he offered his best besides Andrew Painter? Because then I could argue you didn't really put your best foot forward. You put a good foot forward.
You know, I always find comments like that ironic because it's like we all know or we all feel like if you really wanted him, Painter probably would have made the deal.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So how hard did you really try? Granted, knowing that Painter probably wasn't in the conversation, and that's probably what they wanted.
But if you really wanted him,
yeah,
and that's the price.
See, that's why I'm like, I think, man, I hate to say it like that. Shout out to Ruben because I like him a lot. But yeah, I think that's a little bit of spin.
Well, I mean, I think you hear this a lot after trade talks, right? We put our best foot forward. Well, the goal of a trade discussion is to win it, right? To get the player. So, again, I don't know none of us know exactly what they offered. I'm just saying, I would love to know, did you really offer your best? And if they offered their best and Cleveland said no, then you can't do anything, right? If they don't want Painter, maybe they don't love him as much as we do. I don't know. But I did wonder, like, what does that really mean?
Yeah, I was wondering a lot about what Rube said in that cut.
Yeah, anything else you want to unpack?
No, I'm going to leave it alone. Okay. I've been accused of being a little childish at times.
Today?
I'm going to leave it. I'm gonna leave, not today.
Yeah, today I feel like is not one of your more childish days.
Well, what are you trying to say, Joe?
when you combine that with the hardest wood that he ever saw that drop, it's a lot.
Full disclosure, I wasn't going to say anything, but I was.
Kyle read your mind.
No, I was texting. I was like, wait a minute, Kyle, did I hear that correctly, Kyle?
See, I heard it too, and I was going to leave it alone, but you know.
And then you went childish.
I started texting. Then I was like, Ruben has a unique play on words, though. Shout out to Ruben.
Can we hear one more time?
Yeah.
You brought us here now. Guy's just trying to give us trade updates.
No.
And you're mine.
They got thick wood heart.
And we're off the rails at 12:41.
I was trying to be mature today. Had my big boy pants on, and I was trying to be clear and concise in my thought process. And you led me down this path.
No one led you anywhere. You heard what you heard.
He said they were so hard. What does that even mean?
Look, I was hard on Quan, too.
I mean, most of us here were hard on Quan.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on in baseball, man, with the handshake.
Well, I don't know if that's a baseball thing, is more of a Phillies thing.
I don't know. He like
you see that other places? What are you watching?
Here's the thing. The reaction was like it was normal.
Yeah.
That's their
secret handshake.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're different.
Banged every which way.
Just guys being guys, baseball players.
No.
Okay.
I guess. That was a lot.
Speaking of...
baseball players are different.
You know what? As I heard that now for the fifth time, it's the double so that really sells it.
Yes.
They were so hard on them. Let's try to add a little bit more maturity back to the show. Herb in the Northeast. Herb.
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
Herb?
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. What's happening?
What do you got?
You give me 1 second. I'm trying to get my...
Oh, take your time.
I've been waiting for 2 hours now.
Well, he told me that's on Kyle.
The show's busy.
That's on Joe.
The show is busy. We had an eagle in here. Yeah, go ahead.
You get it. Kyle gets an F for making me wait two hours. So anyway,
yeah, you tell him. You speak your mind. Yeah.
Since a lot of people are talking Eagles today, I'm going to just say one thing about the Eagles about Parsons. Mm-hmm. Joe, tonight I'm giving you some homework.
Okay.
Go check the sacks that he's got the last 4 years. Okay, and tomorrow when I call you in, I want to know, and the tackles, what are the teams that he made a lot of tackles, and the sacks, okay? Because how it works is the good teams that pass block, okay, mm-hmm. Parsons is not going, you're going to find out because what Hugh Douglas is talking about, okay, is he can't get in there when he plays the Eagles. He can't get in there maybe when he played Washington last year or there's other teams. Maybe.
Well,
Rams,
I can tell you this. His first game back off injury last year, he had 2 sacks against the Eagles.
All right, well, just let me know what it was the last
right, we'll look those
years.
Up.
I don't know about last year, but I want to know what the deal is for the last 4 years. Okay.
I will do my homework and we'll get back to this.
Listen, we got 6 or 8 players that are going to probably in the next couple years that are going to get extensions. You know what I mean? So, you know.
You got Carter, you got Quinion, you got Cooper, Nolan.
Cooper DeGene, and you got guys that probably after, like, their second or third year, they're going to get it. They're going to, Howie Roseman, they're going to make a deal, like, give you 5 years, 6 years extension or whatever to keep you here until you're, like, 30, 32, whatever. So, you know, it's whatever. The Phillies, okay, one thing I'm going to say, thank you, Dave Dombrowski, for bringing this closer in, okay? This is the guy I've been talking about for the past, who's going to break the Brad Lidge record, 49 out of 49. This guy's got a shot to come close to that. Now, he got two already. You got 51 games left. Okay.
Well, he's not going to do it.
He's got a chance, Joe, to go between 20 and 20 to get into 20 to 25 games.
Yeah, okay.
Before the playoffs come, before the end of the season.
Right.
So he's got a chance to get, you know, if he goes, you know, the way Liz was doing it, you know what I mean? He was getting the save every time. He did it for 49 out of 49.
He was perfect.
Got the stuff. This guy's got the stuff to put you over the top. There's going to be games when you only score one run, two runs, three runs, four runs. You might win games 4-2, 3-1. Okay, there might be games fought like you had 5-4. There might be some games. It's about the starting pitching, who you're facing, and stuff like that. Okay.
You
got to get better. They got to get better. They got to score more runs.
Of course.
They're still swinging at pitches that are coming inside. They're getting jammed. There's different factors, curveballs. Guys are throwing curveballs in. The guy last night was moving the ball around.
Charlie Morton was making that curveball dance last night.
Charlie Morton was a Philly, you know, back in 2016.
Of course.
But then he got hurt.
He tore his hamstring.
He got hurt.
Yeah, running the bases.
He got hurt. And then
Hugh remembers like it was yesterday.
9 years ago, he was with the Phillies.
Matt Klentak saw the vision before anybody else saw the vision.
What do you think about the Phillies being so hard on Kwan?
So hard.
On Kwan?
Phillies were so hard on Kwan.
Listen, they didn't want to give up. The deal is they gave Painter a lot of money. They've been taking it easy with Painter.
For 3 years.
Okay, yep. I believe Painter will be up here in September. When
I was told July.
When the Iron Pigs are done, I expect them to him to be up here.
Well, he better.
And see what he can do, because they still need a seventh, eighth man, six, seven,
see,
eight.
Now
man
we're talking out of that bullpen, Herb. I like that. Appreciate
the
call.
You think it'll put him in the bullpen?
Well, where else is he going?
Home.
If they send Andrew Painter home in September when the Iron Pick season is over and don't call him up here. So Max, if Max Kepler outlasts Andrew Painter.
I think he's going home.
What do you mean? Like, they're not going
to excuse me? The season.
Why?
At the end of the season.
Don't you want to win the World Series?
I do. But I don't think they're going to put him in the bullpen.
Why?
I don't think that's what their plan is.
You think they'd rather keep him off the roster than put him in the bullpen?
If he's on the roster, Kyle, I think he's going to be one of the pitchers.
No.
I do.
Why?
But then who's not one of their starting pitchers?
It's the playoffs.
Like, he has not performed well enough to edge out Wheeler or Sanchez or Suarez.
I don't think they put him in the bullpen, though. I don't think that's what they're going for him. Yeah. I just don't think he's going to be.
Well, then,
like I said, if he's not up, he's going to be.
If they let Max Kepler play all year and don't put Painter in the bullpen, then
this is either or.
No, I question, do they really want to win the World Series, or is this lip service to keep the park full? Like, what are we doing here? By the way, I have a question off of Herb's call. He was going off the idea that he thinks Duran could break Brad Lidge's consecutive save record, right? Mm-hmm. 48 for 48. Do those kind of things count if it goes over 2 years?
Sure.
Like, it loses a little steam.
Mm. Why? Because Lidge? Because of what?
Well, no. So Brad Lidge was perfect in 2008. He did not blow a save. And so Herb's setting it up that, like, the rest of this season, Duran can get 20 saves, and then
carry over to next year,
and then he'll break that record.
Well, isn't that more impressive? If you can,
if he has a carry,
if you take an entire offseason, then do it again. Like, Lidge wasn't as good the next year.
He was terrible the next year. Okay. That would be extended dominance. I see your point. But, I don't know, it just didn't have the same weight to it of the whole season.
But he just got here.
It's like a hitting streak. J-Roll did that. I forget what year it was. 06? One of those years. 06, 07. Didn't he have a long hitting streak and it carried over? It was either him or Utley. It carried over into the next April.
I don't know. We do it with, like, everything else in baseball.
Yeah, but will it pop as much? Next July, 49th consecutive save to run. Is it the same?
Sure.
As going through a full year perfect?
No, I see your point. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm still caught up on you with Painter. This is ridiculous.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, just listening to guys talking about what they expect from him and how different the mentality is being a closer or a relief pitcher. I mean, a bullpen pitcher.
Sure.
As opposed to a starter, I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I hope they're prepared for their press conference because they're going to be asked, like, do you think he could help right now? Yes. Why isn't he here?
Because the season's over.
The real season goes through October.
The Iron Pig season? Yeah, the Iron Pig season. That's what I'm thinking.
Kyle, how's that going to go over if they send him home?
I'm going to freak out. On you.
Because
you plant the seeds of this nonsense
saying,
in people's heads.
I listen to what's being said. You guys try to shoehorn stuff in.
We don't buy the BS. Yeah.
What'd you say?
What has been said that you're listening
to? No, I'm just saying you guys like to shoehorn things. Like, especially Joe. Today is Joe. Joe wants to shoehorn Micah Parsons into the Eagles.
Regardless.
Well, hold on a second. He requested a trade on Friday.
You want to shoehorn him into the Eagles. That's what you want to do.
Don't the Eagles go after great players?
No, I'm just saying, but you want to shoehorn him in here. You want to give away homegrown players for Micah Parsons. You want to shoehorn him in.
I'm trying to get him on a discount. He might go for two ones and two twos. He's
going to go for a lot.
Right. So Nolan Smith in a one, I'm trying to get us a discount.
Mm.
That's not a discount?
I think Nolan Smith is the future.
I know you do. But do you
I think Tanner McKee is the future.
I don't even know what that means about McKee.
That doesn't make me feel better about Nolan Smith.
I'm just letting you know how I feel about it.
Do you think that if the Cowboys trade him, they will get more or less than the equivalent of Nolan Smith in a one? They're going to get more is what I think.
You know what? With the Cowboys, you never know. Because Jerry is – there's a lot, I feel, that happened behind the scenes.
Of course.
With this whole Michael Parsons, Michael Parsons,
Michael Parson,
yeah,
Michael Parson.
I feel like after a while they're just probably. I don't think he's going anywhere, but if they do, it's going to be where they just want him out of the building because it's just the relationship has deteriorated.
Well, that's even
so
better
bad.
For the Eagles. So they take 10 cents on the dollar. Would you trade Nolan Smith and a first round pick for Micah Parsons? No at 52%, yes at 48%.
Ooh, that's kind of tight.
It is very tight. Is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We also have, do you feel better about the Phillies trade deadline after this weekend? Yes, 61%. No, I feel the same at 39%. So that's where people are coming down. Your phone call is coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. And we'll check in with Elliott Shore Park. Should we be concerned with any of the injuries right now at camp for the Eagles? And Jalen Hurts, how did he look today compared to last week? Because it sounded like some down practices for Hurts at the end of last week. We'll talk to Elliot coming up, midday show, live from Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.